Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. ReadingThePlay.com.
Cowboys Dolphins, this is Saturday night up there at Queensland Country Bank Stadium. Hylam Lukey is back. So first time since round two, Jake Granville makes way for him. Viliami Vailea will debut in the place of Tom Chester. So we wish him all the best for that. So this is a boost for the Dolphins. Felice Kafusi Connolly Lemuelu has been named to make their return from injury. He's racing the clock. Jesse Bromwich to be back from a calf injury. And maybe Jared Wallace coming back into the squad. Any confirmation on round who's going to coach the Dolphins in this game too? Still Wayne, is it, Tristan?
It appears to be still Wayne. Whether he actually appears at the ground, we're yet to be seen, because they did have a bit of success when he wasn't there in Darwin. So maybe it's another. Redcliffe to Townsville is not the biggest trip. I still cannot catch the Dolphins, and I still don't know which way to position this game, because everything on paper indicates that the Cowboys, after their improved effort against the Panthers back at home, $1.38, the Dolphins $3.05, line's gone from 7.5 out to 8.5. You think the Cowboys should just win this game comfortably. But these are the games we've seen over the last 18 months that the Dolphins find another bit of energy, a bit of extra gear, and they put up a big performance. So at the 8.5, there has been a push from $1.90 into $1.80 and 48.5 the total points. The Cowboys have been very enigmatic as well. So, it's a tricky one to work out where this one falls.
The Cowboys just have to win. They're off three losses. They're back-to-back at home. Yes, they were strong in that last 30 minutes coming home against the Panthers, but they still ended up with a six-point loss and now are just 4 from 8 after opening the season with, I think, some papered over quality of form. But it's a game at home. They just have to win. They get the Dolphins at the right time, and I struggle in trying to catch them and when they're up or when they're down. I mean, Bennett said in the post-game presser last week that he thought they were very flat and had an off day, yet the week before they went to Darwin and put 7 tries in the second half through the Eels. I mean, gee, that speaks very poorly for the quality of the Eels' form at the present moment. But they're still without Flegler, Farnworth, the Hammer, Jesse Bromwich and a couple of other guys, which has got to test them, but they do seem on their day when they turn up to have a crack. I think the market's right. I had it about between 8 and 10 between them. I do think that the Cowboys win at home because it is just something they have to get back on the board with. I thought the angle in the game was the two Cowboys centres anytime try scorers. The Dolphins leaked the most tries through their left and their right centres of any team in the competition, and I'd be all over those two guys for any time tries.
Valentine Holmes, got another one last week, didn't he? The great Val. So where are you on this one, Jared? That'd be good.
If I had to, Jimmy, I'd be the Cowboys at the minus.
Okay, all right. On Cowboys at the minus, the 8.5 as well too. With a side like the Dolphins, they're just running too short of troops, aren't they, with that?
Yep.
And so I know he didn't play up at Darwin, but it was Parramatta, and that was how do they score their points, and that was reflected in last week's game when the Knights actually brought a really good defensive mindset to that game. So that's the concern around that, and we know the Cowboys can lay on points like that. That is their special source. It might not be that special, and they might not be able to stop them, but that's certainly what they can do. So I would anticipate the -8.5. I thought what was interesting too, Scotty Drinkwater, who creates a lot of tries, doesn't really stop a lot of tries, stopped Brian To'o, who came up with 21 tackle breaks, stopped him just short of the line. So I'm like, okay, all right, now we have to start looking at Scotty Drinkwater and say, well, that's the standard you've set defensively. We know he's a highly talented attacking player. That's the type of thing I'm sure Todd Payton's been talking to him about for a long, long time.